Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Dave Drucker from the Secretary of State's office joins us. Hi, Dave. You're on WGN again. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. How are you, sir?
Good. I hope you're having a good day.
I am so far. Congratulations on the new time shift.
Yeah, I enjoyed being
here. Wish you well.
Yeah, it's nice of you to say, Dave. I know you're a listener. By the way, so you guys are doing extra hours or days if folks want to get real ID. You're actually carving out time exclusively for that. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct. Beginning the last week of December, on December 30th, with an emphasis here on the Chicago facilities, our big three, Elston Avenue up on the north side, 99th and King Drive out on the south side, and Lexington Avenue on the west side, they'll be operating 6 days a week, those facilities. In Monday hours, we'll begin 7:30 in the morning, and we'll be mainly emphasis on real ID.
So not all of the Secretary of State's offices are doing this, but those three, Elston, 99th.
Those three in Chicago, but they're expanding the hours in the suburban facilities in the collar counties, too, the facilities, the metropolitan counties closest to Cook. So they'll be expanding as well, expanded on a five-day schedule.
And I suppose the list of who's got the extended hours is at the Secretary of State's office?
Oh, yes. Yeah, our website is very clear. They're facilities are all ADA compliant, and the schedules are very, very easy to read. And I would emphasize again for folks when they're thinking about coming in to the DMV to get a real ID to go to our website, realid.ilsos.gov, and do that interactive comparison to make sure you've got the right documents.
Yeah, a couple
if you
of
make
folks.
The decision to get it, the last thing we want is people to not have the right documents and have to go home.
What's that website again? RealID.
RealID.ilsos.gov.
.gov. We'll put this on my Facebook page as well.
By the way, John, I heard very good comments in terms of people reaching out to me about the podcast you did with Eric Zorn and how informative it was and a good exchange of information.
Oh, that's nice of you to say. Yeah, well, Eric Zorn's on our Mincing Rascals podcast. We talked about it there, and we've talked about it on the air as well.
Yeah, he did a nice column, too, where he took a lot of the information that we had discussed on your show.
Andy Mazur had a question.
Yeah, Dave, I was just curious, too, because I know in other states that I've lived in, and you've been able to make an appointment at the DMV to kind of have this situation taken care of. I mean, is that a possibility? Is that something you can do?
It's something we're looking at doing. We ran into a problem. We tried doing that when we did the temporary visitor's driver's license, Andy, the license for undocumented workers, people that are here in the country but don't have papers. And we found out there was some manipulation, and they tended to sell out or finish off real quickly. And we are looking at the possibility of doing that. But as I say, our previous experience wasn't good.
So far, the answer is no. Dave Drucker's on the phone line. Dave, if you can, give me another minute. I've got just a couple of other basic questions about this. WGN, John Williams, now at a new time, here weekdays from 9 to noon. My Facebook page is WGN King John, where we will put some of the information you're hearing in a previously recorded podcast and in a Q&A section. It's about real ID. Dave Drucker is on the phone line from the Secretary of State's office, and we asked him to give us just another minute. You still there, Dave?
Yes, sir.
I appreciate your time. So Andy asked if I can make an appointment at a Secretary of State's office. You said you've looked into that. Wasn't a great experience. You're looking at it yet again, but right now you just have to show up. You can't make an appointment.
That's correct. All options are open, though, in terms of what we're looking at. We really do want to make it as convenient as possible for people and reduce the pain as much as possible.
Have you been open on Mondays or this Monday opening, is that new? That's for real ID.
This program, those facilities are Monday. Well, actually, Chicago North and Chicago South are Monday through Friday facilities on the present schedule, and the West Side facility is Tuesday through Saturday. So this will begin December 30th, that last week of this month, and then we kick into the new year.
So starting December 30th at Elston, at 99th, in Lexington, in another location throughout the metro, you will be open in some of these locations 6 days a week. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And starting as early as 7:30 in the morning, and this is to accommodate people who are trying to get real ID, correct?
Yes.
If you want to know when and where, it's all on their website, realid.ilsos, as in Secretary of State, not SOS, realid.ilsos.gov. Now, Google it, you'll find them.
Yes, there's another option, is to go to get those locations for the Secretary of State DMVs. If you go to our other website there, cyberdriveillinois.gov.
I've seen that, and I didn't know if that was you guys or not.
Yes.
When that pops up, I can click through with confidence. I'm getting the real deal there, right?
Yes, sir.
And if I have global entry, does that work as Real ID?
Yes, that was one we had to do some research on. That's not something through the Secretary of State, but we did check with Homeland Security, and they said, yes, that will be an acceptable document after October. After October 1st of 2020.
Let me see if I got this, because you and I have talked about this before, so I have a casual but dangerous working understanding of this. So come next October, you're supposed to have your Real ID, but you don't have to have Real ID. If you still have a regular driver's license next, say, November, and you want to fly, you still can with a passport, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's just a great point to make for the listeners. The fact is that people do have a choice here. If you have a passport that's issued by the United States government, if you have a military ID, those are Real ID compliant documents. Those will get you on an airplane. Those will get you on a military base or a federal building.
And that was the other point I was going to make. And some of you say, well, fine, but others don't want to carry our passports around. We're afraid we're going to lose them, and that's a nightmare. And you're going to need it not just to fly, but you're going to need it to get into a military base or a federal building. If you've got to go to the courthouse downtown, the federal building, you will need a Real ID or your ID and a passport starting next year.
Yes.
Lots of questions about this, and I hesitate to put them on because there's so many very specific questions. So if you don't know the answer to Veronica's question, I'll forgive you, Dave. But Veronica, what did you need to know? You're on the air, Veronica.
Hi. Yes, I went to the DMV in Lake Zurich a couple weeks ago to renew my driver's license. And on my Social Security card, I have my first name, my maiden name, and my current married name.
Yeah.
And they made me change it to my first name, my middle name given at birth, and my married name. And I was wondering if that was really necessary, because I have my Social Security card is still with my maiden name as my middle name. I have professional licenses in different states that have my maiden name as my middle name. And these generally things have to match up.
This was, again, another standard from the federal government that the documents need to match. We did make a bit of an adjustment early on in this process. They were looking at getting divorce papers, too, just to show the constant name change. We are asking for the marriage certificate now to show the name change.
So it'll be treated differently. The federal government is not the state of Illinois, and not everybody is the same. So if that's the case for her other documents, in fact, she's going to have her birth name for Real ID, correct?
Yes.
And if you are divorced, we talked about this and we've posted about this. It'll be on my Facebook page. I'm WGN King John, because some of you called in or texted and asked this question. If you're divorced, maybe you've been married multiple times, but even if you've been divorced and remarried once, you need what, Dave? Your most
Marriage papers, for each of the name changes that take place to show.
So we need to be able to trace your name from birth.
So if it was one or if it's
marriage,
five.
Marriage. You need marriage certificates.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't mean you need papers to demonstrate that you were divorced. But
not at all.
But you
not
do need
all.
Papers to demonstrate your name change when you got married. You need
yes,
a marriage certificate.
That's correct.
Ah, what fun. Okay, so we'll continue to have this conversation between now and next October, and then probably next November, too, I'm thinking. But Dave Drucker at the Secretary of State's office, thank you for your time. Again, extended hours. Many of the facilities will be 6 days a week. Some opening at 7:30 in the morning. And you can find out by going to, let me see if I can remember it now, realid.ilsos.gov. I'll put all of this at WGN King John on Facebook. Thank you, Dave.
You're very welcome, sir.
That's Dave Drucker at the Secretary of State's office.